Walk inside the Art and Design Building on the KU campus in Lawrence, and there's the smell of turpentine. On the third floor, in a large room, chairs in a row are ready for guests.
Welcome, and what we're going to present to you today is our three projects for the Commission Living Time Capsule.
That's Matthew Burke, Associate Professor of Art. It's the first of two practice sessions before his class makes a pitch to the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City. The Fed awarded a commission to KU for a new artwork, incorporating 183 objects donated by staff. These are scattered on two long tables like a rummage sale, an adding machine, a stamp marked restricted, telephone directories.
The objects, some of which are sort of mundane office supplies, and they range to some very interesting kind of archival material, have varying difference of visual interest, but it was important to us to honor the stories in which they were given.
The process started with over 300 drawings, and these were narrowed down to three possibilities: a two-piece wall structure with cubbies, a ceramic and wooden honeycomb of pedestals, and quilts for display on the walls. In small groups, the students face a trio of professors, taking notes as they run through slides detailing construction, maintenance, budget, shipping, delivery, and installation. Joe Walters, a painting major, lays out the concept of the beehive pedestal.
What we are proposing is to have one beehive for every object. The beehive would be kind of like our blank canvas.
Pete Wolkin, a metalsmithing major, says the two-piece structure made of wood and stone references time.
It's two pieces, so it would be like a serpentine, and it kind of shows the curvature and change of time. And the objects they've donated pretty much emphasize the changing time, because we've got like a manual typewriter, then there was an electric typewriter, and they've donated modems.
Sarah Podreski, a graduate student in visual art education, stands in front of three colorful quilts.
The first one was a DOS-based communication board. So basically that's what this fabric was inspired by.
The professors from different disciplines, visual arts, metalsmithing, and architecture, call for changes from a lighter background color to clarifying inspiration. John Gaunt is the dean of the School of Architecture.
This is more suggestion than criticism because it's a difficult thing to do. But I would suggest that when you present this, right at the outset, make a powerful statement about what this is.
Associate Professor Matthew Burke says juggling all the elements has been a logistical challenge, but it's provided a meaningful experience for the students and a taste of their future as working artists.
We get to use our gifts as makers, but we have to meet the world on an equal stage. We're not just sort of going out there and asking people to pay attention to us because we're special. We're actually going out and we're working with people around their concerns, using our strengths, and that's really important.
If you're waiting to hear about the winning proposal, think back to the beehives. It's the ceramic pedestal work, now titled An Abounding Asset, The Diligent Reserve. With the help of this semester's students and about a dozen more in the summer, the project is expected to be completed this fall. Burke says it will be on time and, as you'd expect with the Federal Reserve, on budget. Laura Spencer, KCUR News.